The City of Delta this week will begin its series of online information and feedback sessions and open houses on major citywide changes proposed for the official community plan, OCP. The provincial government's new housing legislation stipulates that cities are required to undertake zoning bylaw amendments to accommodate small-scale housing by June 30, 2024. Delta last week released draft land use maps ahead of the information sessions, which include strategic growth areas for even higher density across the city, with an emphasis on the North Delta Social Heart, Ladner Village, 56th Street in Sawah Senator and along Scott Road. The selection of those areas stems from reviews of existing and planned utility and transportation infrastructure, according to the city. The province last fall gave Delta a housing target, estimating that the city's total housing need is 4,809 net new units over the next 5 years. The housing target set for Delta is 3,607 units, representing the number of net new units needed to meet 75% of that estimated need. The figure is the minimum number of net new completed units that are to be constructed in Delta within the next 5 years, ending September 30, 2028. A planning department report notes that creating 3,607 net new units over the next 5 years represents an increase in the rate of growth compared with previous years. Over the previous 5 years, building permit activity has generated an average of approximately 400 net new units per year, but the housing target results in a need for over 700 net new units per year, on average, over 5 years. As far as the areas targeted for even higher density, currently, in many cases, land use designations are constrained, resulting in challenges with development viability and spot applications for OCP amendments. The report notes town centers and major corridors could also be areas for potential bonus density to create an even greater number of rental and below-market housing types. The planning department also notes that there is a need for further infrastructure planning and investment, including utilities and services like sanitary sewer, drinking water, transportation, parks, recreation facilities, and amenities. Ongoing planning efforts could also support pre-zoning to accelerate growth and ensuring that infrastructure is in place in key areas experiencing higher levels of development activity. The open houses that are scheduled for this week include sessions on Tuesday, March 6, at the North Delta Recreation Center, followed by another on Wednesday, March 7 at the South Delta Recreation Center, both to be held from 6 to 8 p.m. Another will be held on Saturday, March 9 at the Ladner Community Center, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. For more information, check delta.ca.